Welcome back here in the huddle right here on 101.3 The Game and 101.3thegame.com. You know, guys, we just had this really fun Movie Monday review where we reviewed The Sandlot. Now maybe we got to pick another movie for next week, because I want to go out to the TikTok Jewelers guest line and talk with Robert Gordon, who's actually, get this, the wide receivers coach for the Montreal Alouettes of the CFL, but he has also played in movies and sports-related movies like Any Given Sunday. Robert, thanks for being with us. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you, my man?
Well, good. We appreciate you joining us. You had nearly a 15-year CFL career of your own right, and a really darn good one in the CFL. How do you go from CFL star to movie actor back to CFL coach?
I know, right? Well, it happened, and I was in Edmonton, and I got a call from Jay Gruden. You know, Jay Gruden is coach in the NFL. He was a Orlando Predators head coach, and he flew me down, and I had a tryout with the arena team. And people were walking around. There's guys in these brown pants, football pants. And I'm like, what is that? Is that the uniform? And he's like, because I said, if it is, it's a deal breaker. But they were filming the water boy there. I was like, oh, okay. So that's how I got started. A lot of those guys were in there. They had 400 guys try out for the movie. And it kept 45 of us. And right from there, that's how I got into all the movies. And it was 7 months in Miami and Florida filming that movie. I had a great time and was able to get tagged and had a line here and there. And it was just cool to just, you know, film that movie and be around those actors.
You can do it. You can do it. How about that, huh? Huh?
Yeah.
I got the line down. How many different movies have you been in officially?
Five, I believe. I did Mark Wahlberg and Invincible did that one. That was a good movie. We Are Marshall did that one with Matthew McConaughey. I think I did one up in Toronto. Jeez, you know what? They're all football movies, so I really never got out of my role. So I need some acting glasses.
Time to diversify the portfolio.
Right.
Robert, what's the experience like of being on a movie set when you don't have a career full of training?
Oh, man. You know, it felt good because they were coming into our football world. Like, everything was filmed on the field and around. But to see, you know, Jim Brown and Al Pacino play chess all day, because you sit there, they're 12-hour days, so it's really hurry up and wait for the cameras to get set up, you know, and eat craft food and hang out there. But just to see that, I think they really clung to us. I really became good friends with Cameron Diaz. She was in that movie because she was just, yeah, I was one of the older guys, and she wanted to know more about football, and she was just a sponge. And, you know, we would eat craft service together every day, and I'd just talk about the movie, talk about football to her, and it was kind of cool, you know, hanging out with Jamie Foxx and LL. And, you know, on the other movie, it was Invincible, Matthew McConaughey, I've done so many, I've got him mixed up. and We Are Marshall, he wanted us to call him coach all the time, you know, like we'd be eating and no cameras rolling. And I'm like, hey, Matthew. He's like, no, call me coach. So actors have their little things that they do, you know, to keep in character. So it was, I learned a lot, and you know, maybe someday I can get back there.
Robert, I'm a big Entourage fan, which was developed by Mark Wahlberg. I'm a big Italian Job fan. All Departed, all Wahlberg movies I like. Please don't break my spirit. Tell me, is Wahlberg a good guy? Because I really would be crushed if you told me he wasn't.
Man, he took care of us so good. I mean, first of all, we're in Boston filming a movie that's about Vince Papale. You know, he's a Boston kid, and you know, he had beers for us. He had the food for us waiting. He had a trailer waitlisting for us. He always wanted to hang out with us because he called me Flash. He called me my last name, Gordon. He's like, Flash, I've never had a acting class before, you know? So he's kind of bragging on himself a little bit, but really, into our world, he wanted to take all the hits, and he didn't want his doubles. You know, I said, it looked better if you try and take the hit, you know, so it looked, you know, we don't have to do the cowboy effect where they flip the camera so you get up and it's him, you know? So that was cool, because that was in the game. I think The Rock, he got hurt.
Wow.
And they had to do that camera flip where a guy takes a hit and you flip the camera like he got hit in the air, and then The Rock just stands up. But yeah, Mark Wahlberg is a great athlete, great guy, you know, Boston guy, and just hung out with the fellas, man. And really, coming to our world, it's so different. They all want to be athletes, you know, the actors. And, you know, they're really small guys. Al Pacino's small. He's kind of small. The only one was big is like I said, The Rock. He was the biggest guy we had.
Oh, man, you're making me jealous. I want to be an actor. These guys know that. What sports movie do you wish you had gotten a chance to play a role in?
I know. I wish I had a bigger role in Any Given Sunday, just because it was 7 months. So it was you know, it was Oliver Stone, and he's a wild guy, you know. So he's telling Al Pacino, Al, can you do that scene over? You know, that long speech in the locker room. We're thinking, that was great. You know, we were ready to go out and play. And he's like, Al, it's like 4 in the morning. He's like, Al, can you start in the middle of it, your lines? And I'm like, we're like, what? But I think that was one of the greatest football movies as far as the hits. There were a lot of guys got hurt. They were giving out money, you know, $800 a hit if it was good. And I was like, hey, man, I still play. So I'm an actor. So I didn't get hit. So I just love that part of it, just being out there with those guys, man. Just learning how to set up and the lighting, the cameras and the doubles and all that. So the acting was different.
You talk about Wahlberg. I mean, Al Pacino, that's like hanging out with the president of the planet. I mean, I always thought that was the strangest mix, having Al Pacino in a football movie. But what was he like?
I'll tell you one part. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, how intimidating was it even being near him?
You know what? I was near him during the – you'll see me on the sidelines. And during the movie, they had a fight between Jamie and LL. They got into it. I actually picked up Al Pacino and put him to the side because I'm like, if he gets hurt, the movie's over. So, because they don't know where to stand. You know, they don't know anything about football and being on the sidelines. And these guys were scrapping. Guys were jumping in. You know, these guys got big shoulder pads on and guys trying to break it up. And Al Pacino's right in the mix of it. That's why I picked him up and just put him over to the side, like saving him. Like I told the guys I saved the movie.
Hey, when playing a role in a sports movie, do you think it's more important or is it more beneficial to be a guy who was an athlete but knows nothing about acting, or be a guy who knows acting but doesn't have as much of a sports background?
It's so being lucky, you know. I guess being an actor, because, you know, you're going to get paid. and you're going to have lines. And I mean, I'm still getting checks from that movie any given Sunday. Wow. It might be $1.50 sometimes or $200, but I'm still getting movies, you know, a residual check since 1999, I believe, when we did it.
Wow,
98, 99. So, but I think acting, you know, you're going to have lines, so you're going to get paid. So, yeah, I think being an actor.
Robert Gordon, wide receivers coach, Montreal Alouettes, also played several multiple movie roles, including We Are Marshall, here with us on The Huddle, 101.3 The Game, 101.3thegame.com. You mentioned McConaughey wanted you to call him coach. Is McConaughey a weird guy?
You said it. No, that's what you hear. But I mean, he was fine. He just, you know, he had his little ways of, you know, trying to stay in character. And he really does, you know, when he goes into a role, he goes into a role, you know. Where other actors were out eating, you know, they're regular dudes and just hanging out. He was still coach the whole set, all the way to his trailer and back. So that's just how he prepared. But I say he's got his little silly, goofy ways. Yeah.
Robert, did you have to do any nude scenes?
Oh, stop.
Oh, that's being an actor.
They asked me to do some, and I was like, my mama's going to watch this. And they only give it like $200 extra, you know, different scenes, like the shower scenes. I'm like, I'm good. Can't erase that, you know. So, but it was good. Just a lot of those guys you see are like from Tampa Bay Storm and Orlando Predators.
Yeah.
And we actually won it that year. We won the Arena Bowl in 98. Huh. And so a lot of those guys you see in these football movies are arena guys. And it's kind of cool that you see that they are able to get that, because they don't get paid. You know, we didn't get paid much then. And to be in a movie, it's kind of cool, you know.
I suppose at some point of this talk, we should talk about actual football. I mean, the CFL just pushed back the start of its training camps. And what are you hearing about the season as a whole?
You know what? Us coaches, we just had a meeting today. They got for Google Chat. You know, we're on there. And just staying up. You know, we're ready. We got the playbook ready. We're ready to roll. I stay up with my guys. And just being prepared. I mean, that's all we can do. You know, I just talk to my guys and tell them about safety and not working out in gyms and parks, and, you know, work out by yourself. And then, you know, I get the playbooks to them, plays to them, and just being ready. And this is going to test them as pros, you know, not only us as coaches, but our athletes. So it's just about being ready. And when we're ready to go, we'll go.
You guys had a great year last year in Montreal, and Vernon Adams is a quarterback there, former Oregon quarterback's friend of the show. So I want to get you out of here on this, Robert. Again, you played nearly 15 years in the CFL and really good career, especially for Winnipeg. Any real big names of guys that you played against that went on to good NFL careers?
Mike Sellers, he played, I think, 8 years and with Washington Redskins. I used to babysit him. He played with me in Edmonton when he was like 18 years old, and then he played with me in Winnipeg, and then he went to Washington Redskins the last 8 years, those 8 years. Shelton Quarles played for the Tampa Bay Bucks. He played with me in BC. So we've had some There's been a few. I can't remember them all. You know, I got hit too, so.
Well, Robert, we appreciate you. We appreciate you having some fun with us here on our Movie Monday, and we're wishing the best for the CFL season. Hopefully it goes off in its entirety.
Thank you, fellas. Thank you, guys. Well, good luck to you. Be safe out there.